Corrections officials in Washington say they're working 7 days a week to verify prison sentences in the wake of a software coding error. An outside investigation has begun, and a software fix should be implemented next week. KUOW's Amy Radel reports.
For more than a decade, thousands of prisoners in Washington state have been released too early, 51 days early on average. So far, corrections officials say they're aware of 19 misdemeanors and 8 felonies committed by people who should have still been in jail. One is Ricardo Ruiz. In 2012, he robbed a store and fired at police officers who pursued him. He was arrested, but corrections officials now realize he should never have been out of prison that day. He's one of an estimated 3,200 prisoners freed too soon since 2002. DOC spokesman Jeremy Barclay says in a fraction of those cases, people will have to return to jail.
103 offenders have been identified for return to confinement. They owe time on their sentence, and an arrest plan has been initiated for all of these offenders. In total, 77 people have been apprehended.
Those aren't the final numbers. DOC officials are still reviewing the affected cases. Corrections Secretary Dan Picholky says when he discovered the problem late last month, his first response was to verify what he calls the staggering scope of the problem. The next day, Governor Jay Inslee halted any release of prisoners unless their sentences could be calculated by hand. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.